Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
Say hello from Architecture and Planning here at the University, Matt Liggins. Hi, Matt, how are you?
Yeah, awesome. Yep.
Okay, get in nice and close to that microphone there, Matt.
Cool. Squeeze it in.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm good, yeah. Pretty happy.
Architecture and Planning, that's domiciles and environments.
Yep. Teach across the road and love it.
You're a professional teaching fellow at the School of Architecture and Planning, but you've done something quite phenomenal for Art Week. When's Art Week? Is it now?
It's right now.
We're in the middle of it. We're smack dab in the middle of Art Week.
Yeah, yeah. So now today's the day that I've brought this little house to the city.
A little house?
Yeah.
Like a snail or a tortoise?
A little bit bigger. It's big enough for a couple to sleep in. So it's 2.4 by 2.4 by 2.4.
It's a triangular, isn't it? It's a really cool-looking triangular home.
Yeah, it's an equilateral triangle prism.
Any reason for that?
Less wastage of materials.
And when you're talking about materials, this house that you're talking about, this home, house for the homeless, entitled The House of 9,783 Plastic Bags. What?
Yeah, I've been collecting bags from friends and family that I can put inside. So it can basically glow at night. It can turn into a stained glass window without the stained glass.
What? So what do you mean? Is the house is made entirely of plastic bags, or the house is made from something else and plastic bags are the funky visual treat?
That's it. So it's basically made from plywood. So it's all made from three sheets of 33mm ply that gets CNC'd, and it just screws
together.
What does that mean?
What's that vernacular?
CNC. It's a great construction where you can basically cut shapes out of plywood into different forms, and it's just so quick and easy.
And so what was the point of all this? What's the point? Just to look cool, or is it a bit more than that?
I'm thinking
a bit more than that.
Yeah, aesthetics go a bit thin these days. So I've done a design that is cheap, and it can give accommodation for people that need it.
So how big are we talking? Like room to move? Is it like those little pods, like those little Japanese pods that people live in Japan?
Yeah, it's like one of those, I guess. I did it for sleeping in, but my mate wants to do one that's 3.6 by 3.6 by 3.6, so you can actually stand and swing a cat in it.
Roomy, you know? Yeah. It's essentially this room for a bed.
Yeah, so it's got a queen size bed in there on a futon slat, and we screwed it right down, so it's not going to move. So yeah, anyone's welcome to come down today and have a little rest and a little nap if you want, you know.
And room to put a few sundry items like a toothbrush and a book.
Yeah. So it's got a little piece at the front where you take your shoes off and you put your book, your phone, or whatever you got. So yeah, it's pretty snug, but it's just enough, you know.
Is this a hint towards homing the homeless, housing the homeless, homing the homeless?
Oh, like we're doing great things with the city mission and that, which I think is so amazing that the city needs. But this is just a cheaper option that can that could be done. So I think there are options where, you don't have to have something so big and extravagant, but this is cheap. It can move around. It's got wheels, and it's warm-ish, I think.
You'll find out, won't you?
So you're going to stay in there tonight? Just you? Is it just?
I asked my girlfriend, and she's not keen.
What do you mean? I can't think of anything more romantic than being that spent. Whereabouts will you be located?
Yeah. Where? So today,
if people wanted to come by and see you, and perhaps you and your girlfriend
people come by and watch you sleep tonight.
Yeah, of course.
Wonderful.
So it's in Freiburg Place, but it's going to be in the Eastern Viaduct tonight. So it's going at 10 o'clock tonight to Eastern Viaduct. So I've got sea views for a week.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Yep. Wait, so are you sleeping in it for a whole week?
No. Definitely tonight.
Oh, okay.
And then I need to catch up on some sleep. It's been a whole 9 days of building till midnight. So I will go back into it.
When do you turn the lighting feature off?
It's going to be on a timer.
Right, so when that goes off, then you finally get some sleep.
Yeah, it's got a dimmer inside, so I can dim the lights.
I mean, how much space are we talking? You got room? You can get a double bed in there.
It's a queen. I'm too big for a double these days, so we go queen.
And then, but then, do you? I mean, you know, if you're going to use it, say if you're going to make 10 of them, house the homeless, then what would you do? You sort of circle them like wagons and have a communal sort of kitchen and toilet ablution block or something like that.
Totally, they could just
no different to a caravan, but on wheels and in a triangular shape with lights made out of 9,672 plastic bags
and more affordable.
Totally.
Because
that's the idea, isn't it? That it's an affordable way to house some of the people who don't.
Yeah, we're basically built it for like $1,500, not including.
Waterproof.
We'll find out when it rains. I don't think it's going
to rain.
It's
going to rain on
Thursday. There you go. I'll stay in it Thursday night and I'll let you know how watertight
it
is.
You might want to wear a rain jacket to sleep.
That looks pretty good, man. It's pretty watertight. It's got flashing. It's got a ridge flashing. It's got overhangs. So big shout out to PSP for giving me all the polycarb. SWP Interiors for building the bloody, helping me build it. And my mate Kyle and Angus Muir for doing all the lighting. So.
This could be a way to use plastic bags instead of just throwing them into the trash.
Yeah.
Which is great, isn't it?
So, I mean, do you want more plastic bags? Do you want people to bring the plastic bags to you?
If we get orders, right? So at the moment, it's to get the lighting right, we had to use a single plastic bag or a double on the walls. But in the floor, where it's under the bed, we just rammed it as hard, as many as we could. Oh. So I actually got a bit of excess, three large black bins, bags to maybe do the next one.
Oh, cool.
Cool, yay. Cool. Awesome. So if people want to come and see you celebrate Art Week in your house that's made 9,783 plastic bags, some wood and
9,783.
You couldn't round it up to 10, could you?
No. When it's 3, do you go up or down? I can't remember.
Go down. If you're utilizing the Swedish rounding system, you go down.
Yeah, so.
But I mean, I'm happy to let you round it up if you want, say, 10,000.
Yeah,
so. It's not like people are going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
I was going to do that, and then I just thought, holy shit, this is too much.
No, we appreciate your honesty. Hey, Matt Liggins, thank you very much for coming in. Good luck to you with your, what do you call it? What do you call it? You're going to call it the little house or the triangular house or the.
Oh, well, it is called the house of.
I suppose I reckon sleep on it tonight and then just decide.
Yeah. So, and as well, I'd just like to say we've got Urban Art Village happening as well. So I'm part of that. We've got some thesis.
Where's that?
So it's just on O'Connell Street. So we've got five other installations of students that I teach, and they are building installations that talk about millennials trying to get on the housing market, building out of straw, and the temporary of involuntary thought by Paul Roper. So we've got some wicked stuff happening all today. So it's not just me, I'm part of a bigger group. Today into tonight? Yeah, till 9 o'clock tonight.
Just quickly for the listener that texted in saying, can you transport it? Yes, I believe you can.
It's got wheels,
And we've got wheel locks on it, so no one can push me, and I've got a lock for it to tie it to something. So we've thought about
an electric fence around.
Maybe on the farm.
Hey, Matt, thanks very much for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Awesome.
Good luck with the new. Congratulations on your new home.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best.